സദാശിവസമാരംഭാ ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാ അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താ വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാ.
We have completed the 14th chapter, Swapna Smriti Prakaranam. Now I'll give you the summary of this chapter and then we go to the 15th chapter. Since it is a very important chapter, let us recollect all important points of this 14th chapter. The entire 14th chapter, consisting of 50 verses, we can put under two titles, title like title, Upakrama and Upasamhara, introduction and conclusion. First verse onwards, up to 10th verse, it is called Upakrama portion. Upakrama means beginning. Then in between, from 11th shloka onwards up to 40th shloka, 30 verses is the subject matter. The whole title, Swapna Smriti, is elaborately explained. Swapna means dream, Smriti means memory, remembrance. Then 40th shloka to 50th, 41st verse to 50th verse, last verse, Upasamhara conclusion is given. So we can take the all verses into two topics only. Beginning Upakrama, first 10 verses Upakrama, introduction, last 10 verses Upasamhara. That put together one topic, Atma Anatma Viveka. Upakrama means introduction portion and Upasamhara put together, conclusion, is Atma Anatma Viveka. Self and non-self analysis. What is self, what is non-self analysis. From 30, that is 11th to 40th, 30 verses, Atma Brahma Aikyam is given. Atma Brahma Aikyam or Atma Swarupam, you can say. Atma Brahma Aikyam or Atma Swarupam is given. Now, the first topic, that is Atma Anatma Aikyam, we will see how Acharya presented here. The entire world is Anatma. Nama Rupa Prapancha is Anatma. It's very easy to say this is Anatma after coming to Vedanta, after listening to for quite some time. We can manage to say world is Anatma only. I am not the world. World is different from me. I am different. World is different. It is so easy. The body also, that law we apply. Yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu mithya, drishyatvat, ghatavat. Whatever is seen by me, it is an object. I am the subject. So subject is different from the object. So it is nice to say, hear, nice to hear also. Because whatever I am experiencing is only object. I am not that object. I am a different person. I am the subject. Therefore, world is different, which is object. I, the subject, I am different from that. Simple. Even body also is a drishyam, objectified by me. Therefore, it comes under object. I am the experiencer of the body. I am the drik. Body is drishyam. I am not the body. This is also possible after some refinement in Vedanta. But the toughest task, one more thing, you have to negate, I am not the mind also. The problem here is body is gross, visible, sthulam. So that you can do some analysis by gross body, visible body. You can say, I am not this panchabhuta shariram. But whereas the mind is a subtle matter, it is not visible also, not perceptible, made out of subtle matter. Other whether it is there or not also, I do not know where it is, how it is, not available for perception. Only we are feeling that mind. But how can I say that mind I am not? How can I say it is an object? It's very, very difficult. Acharya says, why it is difficult? Because mind playing two roles. In all previous chapters also we saw, from the standpoint of the world, mind is the subject. Mind is the subject watching the whole world. Chaitanyam is not watching the world. Brahma Chaitanyam cannot objectify the world directly. Therefore, mind is playing in Jagrat Avastha, waking time, mind is playing a subject role. Drik. That is why we are not able to say, I am not the mind. Because it is playing subject role to do vyavahara in our day-to-day routine time, mind definitely functioning like a only subject. World is an object. Body is object. So, very difficult in waking time or jagrat avasthayam, very difficult to say, I am not the mind. Very, very difficult. Very difficult, not possible. As long as it is playing subject role, how can I say, I am not the mind? Therefore, Acharya ingeniously brings the dream and memory, remembrance. You cannot say, mind, you are not the mind, because in waking state it is not possible, it is playing a subject role. Therefore, you have to see that dream and memory at that time, the study of dream and the study of that memory, smriti, remembrance. By analyzing the dream and the memory, at that time, what role mind is playing, you study. You are having this sapna avastha also. But don't go to sleep and in dream you cannot do that. In waking state only you study about dream, not in dream. You cannot study about dream in dream. Swami asked me to study about the dream, therefore let me go to dream. No. You have to study about dream, what is happening in that waking state only. Similarly, you can have another support, smriti, recollection, memory. You are memorizing, just mentally you are thinking, remembering the past incidents. At that time also watch your mind. Then study. How to study in dream? In dream, mind is not playing active role. Here, role of the mind, function of the mind is very important for the negation of the mind. Negation of the mind means, I am not the mind, mind is matter, mind is false, I have to negate. That can be done only in Jagrat Avastha and study about the dream. In Jagrat Avastha, mind is active. Its function is 100% fully active. When it is fully active, it is playing a subject role. Whereas in dream, mind is playing and partially functioning. Its role is not a subjective role, but it is an instrument role. it is only an instrument. It is not playing subject role. It is only playing an instrument role. Instrument role it is playing, subject role it is playing. Object role known in a playing. It is also object. It is witnessed by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Because it is not active, it is not functioning. The mind in Jagradavastha we see R, in Sopnavastha we see P. In a VCP time, mind is not, mind can, not necessary for the mind to play a subject role. Mind need not play a subject role. Mind serves like an instrument to project the dream. Mind cannot watch the dream because it is not a subject. It is not active totally. So mind cannot watch the dream. Who is watching the dream? Who is the subject? Sakshi Chaitanyam. The witness consciousness is the illuminator of the dream. Is mind and dream both are different? Sakshi Chaitanyam watching the dream also, mind also, can you say? No. Mind alone is in the form of its vasanas, just comes thrown out, the dream names, forms are appearing. Mind is in a different format. Therefore, mind and dream we should not say. Sleeping time, mind alone appears in a dream format. Just projection comes. So their mind is witnessed by which mind? A mind which is projecting the dream. The dream, the dreaming person who is seeing, watching in the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Since I am watching that the Sakshi Chaitanyam, watching the mind, therefore mind comes under an object. I am the subject. I am watching my dream, which is happening in the mind as a projection. Therefore I am watching the dream in sleep. I the consciousness. Since I am watching that, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject. I am watching the mind, therefore mind comes under an object. Therefore, yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu mithya, drishyatvat ghatavat. Mind is objectified by me in the dream. Therefore, mind is not me. Mind is different from me. Similarly, in memory also, dreaming is in closed eyes. But in memory, when you are remembering the past incidents, or what I have to do tomorrow, where I have to go, closing eyes, and people generally, when they want to remember something, they close their eyes. But without closing their eyes also, they will remember. They can remember. That's a blank look, they say. Blank look, you know. Go on looking at Swamini, but mind is somewhere. I am here, but I don't hear. That is called blank look. And that's where people, say, if you come, where are you? Where are you? So, person thinking something else, that with opened eyes. Smriti. Your mind is not looking, any perception is not there directly, objects you are not seeing in the memory. Of course, in dream you are not having any perception of external objects. Eyes are not functioning, ears are not functioning. In sleep also, dream time, no sense organ is functioning, therefore there is no job for the mind. Idella kannu therandada job manasukku. In recollection, remember also, remembrance also, mind is not having any function because they are all not functioning. Even though you are in waking condition, you are not using any object, but you see that object mentally. you remember that sound mentally, you remember that taste mentally, you feel that touch mentally, manasikama, you are feeling. Without any direct perception, without direct object, you remember so and so person, and that person is not available in front of you. You are remembering. So mind is not active. It is partially active. At that time, mind is playing only, not playing, it is also instrument role. It serves as an instrument. It is not playing a subject role. Who is witnessing that remembrance? Who is the observer of that remembrance? Sakshi Chaitanya. Therefore, when mind is playing a subject role, you cannot differentiate Atma and Anatma mind. But mind, when it is not active, when it is only instrument, serving as an instrument, you are saying what? I am writing. But you are, through the pen you are writing. Pen is an instrument. So instrument easily you can differentiate. I am not the mind, because mind serving as an instrument to remember the object and to project the dream, it is serving as an instrument. So it is not an subject. It is object to the consciousness, Sakshi Chaitanyam. So that Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am. Who is different from the mind? So the role of the mind, the function of the mind in Smriti and Swapna, if you study, you can say, I am not the mind also. Then you can happily sing, Mano Buddhya Hankara Chittani Naham. That Antahkaranam, Mano Buddhi Chitta Ahankara, put together, I am not. You have to say. Then who am I? I am not the body, I am not the mind. I am Siddhananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoha. So this is one topic. Next topic is Atma Swarupam. This is Swapna Smriti analysis. For what purpose? To bring down the mind. Down, down mind. Mind is down, down. You have to say mind is not me. For that purpose only. That's why you have to either you have to accept Vyavaharika Prapancha, Vidhi, Prayatnam, all are there in Vyavaharika world. Or you have to go beyond Vidhi Prayatnam and Talanata Tala Elithu. Idhala solrom illayo. Enoda prarabdham. Even my fate. People go on talking. It's my fate. What can I do? Very easily. So you sirinja madre. Have you seen the fate? What is fate? How it is working? Do you know? But everybody, as though he has done PhD in that. Everybody nicely talks about Vidhi, my willpower. I want to put my willpower. If you give importance to your Vidhi, Prarabdha, Prayatna, begin lower I. If you have to accept that inferior I. Or if you want to, the lower experiencer, you have to accept. The lower experiencer is real. As long as Vidhi, Talayilithu, Prayatram, all are real, the lower experiencer also real. You have to accept that. Then you have to say, I am not the lower experiencer, I am the higher experiencer, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Lower experiencer, mind playing subject role when it is experiencing the world. World is negated, world is mithya, nama rupa. So mind is also nama rupa, it is object when you come. I the subject, I am higher experiencer. Really speaking, I the higher experiencer only. Through the mind I am experiencing the world. Through Chidabhasa I am experiencing the world. Mind by itself cannot experience the world, really speaking. Correct? Mind cannot experience the world directly without Sakshi Chaitanyam. Atma Chaitanya. Therefore, night, Purnami day, moon is illumining the earth. How it can illumine? Through the sun only. Through the sunlight only, it is illumining. Really speaking. But none of us remember sunlight, moonlight, moonlight, moonlight. Similarly, mind is like a moon. Its status of subjecthood, watching the world, is like a moonlight. Originally, it is borrowing that capacity from the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Who is that Sakshi Chaitanyam? I myself. I am the consciousness illumining the mind. That illumined mind illumining the world. Illumining the world means knowing the world by my blessing. But none of us remember this. Moonlight, in the mood, mind, how can we remember? Only Upadesha Sahasri students can remember. Those who study Shastra, they can do this analysis. Therefore, in Saddarshanam, Ramana Maharshi says, Vidhe prayatnasya cha kopi vadaha. Suppose you go on talking vidhi prayatna, vada is there, some people talk about that. What will happen? Tayor dvayor moolatam janatam syat. Understand what is the moolam of vidhi and prayatna. Tayoho dvayoho moolam ajanatam syat. You do not know the their moolam, their root. What? Prarabdha moolam or vidhi and prayatna, their root you do not know. That's why you talk about always vada, vidhi, prayatna. Vidhe prayatnasya cha moolavattu. If you know their moolam, their root, where they are standing, then what will happen? You will understand there is no vidhi, there is no prayatna. Na vidhi, na prayatna. You understand. No vidhir, na yatraha. When vijanatam, when you know their analysis, when you understand who is having vidhi, who is having prayatna, who is having prarabdha, who is having sanchita, if you understand, pishachavat dhavati, it runs like a ghost. All these, everything runs away. Gaudapadacharya is the master to falsify the entire world, no? Through his karikas. Anyhow, now this is the topic, Atma Anatma Viveka through Shruti, Smruti Swapna Vicharana Dvara. Now we'll come to the 11th to 40th shloka. Atma Swarupam or Atma Brahma Aikyam. So Sakshi, the consciousness, I am the experiencer, the illuminator of everything. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am the illuminator of everything. To show I am the consciousness, the Chaitanyam, Shastra presents, I am the experiencer. I am the experiencer. And to show that asangatvam, I am not touched by anything. Mind is influenced by the world when it is observing the world. But when I am observing the mind, I am not influenced by the mind. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am not influenced by the mind. Somebody asked, why this yawning, yawning, no? How it comes when I get yawning, why other person also getting yawning? No? Ask a question. The people who are all having lot of sympathy, the nature of sympathy, sympathetic action, that is, because of sympathy, Papa, he is yearning, let me yearn, my self also. If you look at that person, you will also get it. Or he sees you, you will get that. This is called sympathy. That sympathy, those who are having, they get this anigna. There are other reasons also. One reason like that they say. This is one of the questions for everybody is having. Why anigna comes over two people at a time? Sometimes, like that, sympathy. Anyhow, why anigna comes now here and now? Like that, any sangha, either Sakshi Chaitanyam is not having any sympathy upon anything. And the mind has got lot of problems, issues. I need not go and ask the mind, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I have come to you, I am asking, how are you? Are you worrying today? Are you sad today? Either Sakshi Chaitanyam is not touched by anything. I cannot touch anything, nothing can touch me. Like space, like light, akasha prakashavat asangaha aham. என்னமோ பாம சாஸ்திரம் சொல்லிண்டே இருக்கு. ஆகாஷவத்து பிரகாஷவத்து ஸ்வம் அசங்கஹான்னு நானா சங்கெல்லாம் மாட்டின்னு இருக்கேனா? ஐ எம் சோ அட்டாச்சு டு தி சங்கான்னு. ஸோ வென் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் அட்டாச்சு யூ ஆர் சாட்சி சேத்தனின்னு, யூ ஆர் ஹையர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் சார், நாட் லோவர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் சார். யூ ஆர் நாட் த சப்ஜெக்ட் மைண்ட், பட் யூ ஆர் த சப்ஜெக்ட் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். Mind is an object. That is why all those problems also, na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantro, na teertham, adella venda. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham podu. Name dvesha ragau, name lobha mohau. Mado naiva me naiva matsarya bhavaha. Na dharmo, na chartho, na tamo, na moksha. These are all relevant. They are not there in me. I am asangaha, sakshi chaitanyam. So active mind is in jagravastha. I am experiencer when the mind is active and partially active. That time also I am only the experiencer. I am only the experiencer in sleep also. Mind is also experiencer in jagravastha only. Mind has got only one time experiencer status. Because it is playing subject role, it is having experiencer status. But I the Sakshi Chaitanyam, experiencer status in all the three avasthas. Indirectly I am the experiencer in jagravastha. Directly I am the experiencer in swapnavastha, smriti avastha and sushupti avastha. When mind is partially active, when mind is totally active in jagratavastha, I am indirectly experiencing the world through the mind. Idella ungalku theriyum, just I am revising summary. No, when mind is in smriti, swapna and sushupti, at that time I am directly experiencer, directly experiencing the mind also, the world also, the dreams also, the sleeper also. I am experiencing the sleep also. I am the witnesser, experiencer. How to do lot of contemplation on this. So therefore, I am now Atma Swarupam. I have to say Sakshi Chaitanyam. In the form of Sakshi Chaitanyam, in every body, in every body, I am only there as Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore Brahman, Aikyam, Ahameva Brahma Sakshi Rupena Sarvatra. Correct? In this body only I am Sakshi Chaitanyam or all bodies? I am Chaitanyam. In this body, in this medium I am Sakshi. In that body, in that physical upadhi, I am Sakshi there. How many Sakshis are there? Sakshi Chaitanyam is one. But bodies are many, minds are many, experiences are many, but Sakshi Chaitanyam experiencer is either directly or indirectly one only. So I am experiencing to how, which body now? One body or all bodies? All bodies. If I am experiencer of all bodies pain, so why I am not having pain? Question varlame. You think over, it is homework for you. The pain should come to me. I don't want to give homework for you. Okay. So, in waking state, that pain goes to that body, that mind only. In waking state, because it is playing subject role. But in sleep, neither of them have pain. Sakshi Chaitanyam is not having pain. Mind is also not knowing the pain. In dream, in sleep, where is the pain? Dream pain is real, eh? No. Sakshi Chaitanyam is not having pain. Mind is also not having pain. Therefore, pain is what? Real or unreal? Only in Jagrat Avastha it is there. Why? Because mind is playing subject role. That role which is coming and going is real or unreal? Your job is permanent or impermanent? Aale impermanent illa, job enna permanent? Illaya? That is why that arrival of pain has got a departure also. What is having arrival and departure cannot be real. Agama payitvat. Therefore, what I want to say, Sakshi Ekaha, only one. This is the nature of Sakshi Chaitanyam. Number two, Sakshi Chaitanyam is Nityaha, eternal. Mind is not eternal, only Jagratavastayam it is there, but it is not eternal. Higher experiencer, all illuminator, eternal. All objects, all are coming and going. They are all not, even mind also, coming and going. Therefore, they are all not nityaha. Sakshi Chaitanyam is eternal. Then, next point, I, Sakshi Chaitanyam, is all pervading. I am in all containers, minds. Container minds, I am there. I am the content. Sarvagataha, in the form of essence, content. I am there. I illumine all beings. Body, mind, world, everything I illumine. I am Sarvagataha. How I am illumining? Next feature. Nirvikaraha, without undergoing any change. I am illumining the mind, I am illumining the world, I am illumining the body, everything. Illumining means I am giving sentience to them without undergoing any change. Next one, Asangaha. Even though I am illumining them, they cannot touch me. Like space is not touched by anything. Light is not touched by anything like that. Akasha Prakashavat Aham Asangaha. Or you can take screen what? TV screen what? Like TV screen. I am not touched by anything. Asangaha. Then next feature, Shuddhaha. I am pure. Since I am not associated with anything really, I am not tainted by anything. Shuddhaha. That means raga dvesha rahitaha, kama krodha rahitaha, old age rahitaha, disease rahitaha. I am free from disease, old age. Then finally, I have to say to myself, I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am Brahman. Since I am all pervading, infinite, anantam, therefore I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam of everybody, in every body, therefore I am Brahman. Because of all pervasiveness, limitless, I am Brahman. I am limitless experiencer, observer, knower, all knower, I am Brahman. This is the essence of this chapter. Summary over. Now we'll go to the next chapter, 15th chapter, page 151. We will read this shloka, first shloka. Nanyadanyad bhaved yasmat. Nanyat kinchit vichintayet.
അന്യസ്യാന്യസ്വഭാവേഹി നാശസ്തസ്യ ധ്രുവോ ഭവേത്.
This is also a very important chapter. The teaching is focused on Jiva, the Tvam Pada. Tvam Pada means you, the Jiva. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam is the central teaching of this chapter. It is known as Nanyadanyat Prakaranam. Jivatma is the seeker, Nanyadanyat Prakaranam. Jivatma is taken as the seeker. The Jivatma is the infinite reality. It is going to be proved or established. Jivatma is none other than Paramatma, the infinite reality. The Jivatma, individual self, and Paramatma, the infinite, both are one and the same. It is like a Mahavakya. Mahavakya is a great statement, equation, great equation, Mahavakya Dwara. Paramatma is Jivatma. It's an equation. Paramatma is equal to Jivatma. It's an equation. When you put is equal to, it is called equation. It's like in mathematics, the equation. How Paramatma, you said infinite, this Jivatma is finite in this body. How they can be equated? For that, you know, we have to remember our own methodology. Equation, superficially they appear different, but essentially they are one and the same. For that mathematics, what we see, 5 plus 3 was a long number and a big number custom. 5 plus 3 is equal to 9 minus 1. 5 plus 3 is equal to 9 minus 1. So superficially it appears not same, but there is an implied hidden answer in that. 5 plus 3 is equal to, middle is equal to 9 minus 1. This side plus, that side minus. The symbol also, plus minus marks also different. 5 number is different, 3 number is different, 9 number is different, 1 number is different, 5 is not 1, 1 is not 9, 9 is not 3, 3 is not 9 or 1. Answer is not visible there. 5 plus 3 is equal to 9 minus 1. What you have understood in that equation? You have understood what is not appearing there, you are grasping. In that statement, whatever is not appearing to you, but you are grasping. Perceptually, the number what you are grasping through your mind is not available there. But you understand. What is that number? Tell me. What is that number? 8. 5 plus 3 is equal. 5 plus 3 how much? 8. 5 plus 3 is equal to 8. 9 minus 1 is equal to 8. So 5 plus 3 is equal to, I am not writing 8. Without writing 8 or without telling 8 number, what I am telling? 9 minus 1. Oh, 9 minus 1. 9 minus 1 is also 8. 5 plus 3 also 8. Therefore, 5 plus 3, 8. 9 minus 1, 8. Therefore, 8 is there. You have understood. Essentially, superficially difference, they are all. Appearing superficially difference. But essentially, they are all same only. 5 plus 3 is equal to 8. 9 minus 1 is equal to 8. Therefore, what is the answer? 8 is the answer. Yeah, 8 number is not there. It won't be there. It has to be grasped. It has to be understood. That is called equation. Now understand equation. Mahavakya is also like that only. Paramatma is equal to Jivatma. Paramatma is Sthula Prapancha, Sushma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha. Macro level. Jivatma is Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram at a micro level. Macro, micro, how they can become one? Macro, total infinite. And this tiny Jiva, who is not able to stand, they cannot sit. After sitting, getting up is a project. Not able to remember anything. If they eat little bit, indigestion comes. If they won't eat also, problem comes. இப்படி பட்டன் ஜீவன் போய் நான பரமாத்மாவா சும்மா சொல்றேன் ஜோக்க இந்த ஜோக்கு பெரிய ஜோக்கு வை ஆர் டெல்லிங் திஸ் ஜோக் இட்ஸ் நாட் எ ஜோக் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் இட் இஸ் பரம சத்தியம் வெல் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் பரம சத்தியம் யூ தி ஜீவாத்மா பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி சாஸ்திரா இஸ் டாக்கிங் ஃப்ரம் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் You are taking yourself as body-mind complex. From body-mind complex ahankara standpoint, you can never be Paramatma. A finite Jivatma can never be the Paramatma. Finite body-mind complex which has got birth, death, decay, all vikarams are there. Raga, dvesha, krodha, all are there. Such a person can never be Paramatma. Then who is Paramatman? Remove the Sarira Trayam this side, remove that Prapancha Trayam that side, consciousness plus OC plus RM1, RM2, RM3. This side also OC plus RM4, RM5, RM6. Three Sarirams, three Prapanchams. Delete. In mathematics, striking, no? It is strike off and, it is strike off and. Then, what remains, no? Jivatma, Paramatma, Jivatvam, because of Sarira Upadhi, Sarira Traya Upadhi, and Jiva, strike off. Parama is Prapanchatvam, Prapanchatrayam, delete, strike off. Paramatma, Parama, delete, which is because of macro, பிரபஞ்ச ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச உபாதி டிலீட் திஸ் சைடு மைக்ரோ சூக்ம ஸ்தூல சரீரம் காரண சரீரம் டிலீட் ஜீவ ஆத்மா ஜீவா பரமா கேன்சல் கேன்சல் வாட் ரிமைன்ஸ் ஆத்மா ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் ஸோ யூ ஆர் ஜீவாத்மா ஆர் பரமாத்மா நவ் As long as you take as body, mind, so and so, I am staying in Mambalam, I am staying in Mailapur, somewhere, Teenagar, you say you are samsari. I am all pervading, I am not small, I am all. If you say, you are asamsari. So, Jeevatma need not become Paramatma. அந்யத் அந்யத் ந சம்திங் நீட் நாட் பிகம் சம்திங் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ரியலி ஃபைனைட் லிமிட்டெட் எ ஃபைனைட் என்டிட்டி லிமிட்டெட் என்டிட்டி ஜீவாத்மா இஃப் இட் இஸ் ரியல் தட் ஜீவாத்மா கேன் நெவர் பிகம் இன்ஃபினிட் தட் ஜீவாத்மா கேன் நெவர் பிகம் இன்ஃபினிட் பரமாத்மா இஃப் ஜீவத்வம் இஸ் ரியல் So to become one thing or other, there are two ways. Shankaracharya presents two laws, L-A-W-S. Either superficially becoming one thing or other, anyat, anyat. Something becoming as something is in two ways. Either it is superficially becoming something as something else, one method, superficial. Superficially becoming one thing means like makeup, the, you know, lot of cosmetic. The cosmetic, Swamiji puts a joke. The whole creation is a cosmetic arrangement. one thing becoming something. It's a cosmetic. Cosmetic, whatever they do, is it permanent or temporary? If it is permanent, beauty parlors cannot thrive. They are all temporary. Again they have to go after 1 month, 5 to 15 days, again. So it is not permanent. That is called superficial change. Or you can take bald head. Bald head is changing, superficial change, but person is same. So superficial change, there is a possibility of intrinsic change, essential change. Something becoming as something essentially, really, superficially becoming means it is not at all, the entity is not changing in superficial becoming. Illaya? The person is a lot of things they are doing in beauty parlor, all one, but they are all superficial changes. That is called superficial, becoming someone or something else. Ulla pomodu oru maadhiri irupa. Velila varumbodhu yaro pudhu aal maadhiri irupa. Different hairstyle, different color, hair also different color, nails also different colors. Yaro maadhiri, what avrudha paatha, or student, daughter. And student's daughter, she came to the function. She won't come regularly. Once in a while I see her. And suddenly she came to my class in one function day. She is sitting next to her only, mother. The daughter is sitting next to mother. But I couldn't recognize her. After the class also, I am not able to recognize her. She is totally different. Her hairstyle is different. Way of dressing is also different because she is coming to the puja. That's regularly what the way I see her. The way she came to my class that day, I couldn't recognize. Till today, it is surprising how this beauty parlors and all, they make anyata anyata, na anyata anyata na, making something as something else. Then next time when she came, she is looking same, ordinary. What happened to that whole Vashramana? Then I asked her, I could not withstand. After the function, everyone went off. You are looking so differently today. Yes, Swami, I have changed all, everything, my hairstyle, everything, my dress, the ornaments, everything. My goodness, so much change like this. So people want to appear so differently. That is joy for them, but it is confusion for us. That is joy for them. Nice. This is what superficial becoming something as something. Becoming something as something is called superficial. It is not real, isn't it? Now, the really becoming, suppose, essentially becoming something as something, like fire. Fire, heat, it has to become something else. Fire, with its heat, suppose it wants to become something else, essentially, permanently, really. It has to become something else, really, essentially, intrinsically. It has to drop what? It has to drop its heat. Then only it can become something else, really. So to become something else, to drop its heat, it has to die. As Agni Tattvam, it has to die. Total extinction is only taken place becoming something as something else. If it is real, becoming something as something else, it is almost suicide. But then it has to drop its heat. So Agnitvam will go away. It is no more fire, because it wants to become something else. Therefore, it has lost its nature. Like that, Jivatma suppose want to become Paramatma permanently. Jivatma want to become Paramatma. And then teach Pandinirkum, you the Jivatma has to become Paramatma. Suppose Jivatma has to become Paramatma really, same law applies, second law I am applying. Jivatma has to become really as Paramatma. Jivatma has to die. Understand? Jivatma has to die to become as Paramatma. Which Jivatma is ready? Tell me. You want to get Aikyam with Paramatma, first you have to die. Who will come to Vedanta class? Therefore, we need not die to become Paramatma. Is really I am going to become Paramatma? We will see that in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.